Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio today our speaker, Sister Razia Batul Najafi. She's an Islamic researcher, and I have had this pleasure to sit with her in the studio today. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I hope you're doing good. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, sister. We discussed about the responsibilities of parents towards their children. You said the most important responsibilities are giving a good name, giving a better education. As you rightly mentioned, Imam Ali alayhi salam also says that education not only means the secular education, teach your children Quran. So we also said being friends with your children. And regarding that, we had an audience question that I would like to read over here for you. I am 18-year-old boy, and my parents often compare me with other people in society who qualify some state-level exams. This comparison breaks me down inside. I feel like I'm not able to even explore my talent this way. How can I make my parents understand my situation? Is there any way out for my problem in Islam? This is a very beautiful question. It's from the youth itself who is saying that, who is trying to be friends with his parents, but now he's trying to find out a way. So how can we guide actually youth to be friends with their parents?
Beautiful. I think most of our society is suffering from this disease of comparing each other, and I don't know, the way we are not satisfied with, you know, our children's status. Allah tabaraka ta'ala has given to me, for example, two boys or three girls or whatever they do, I have to be, you know, joyful with them, and I have to be thankful to Allah. But sometimes our parents, unfortunately, they are comparing a lot, especially when it comes to education, yeah, and to marking high and to some achievements. So that means, unfortunately, they don't have Allah practically in their life. They want to live for society.
All right.
Yeah, they are constantly in the pressure of societies and norms and customs. So Allah wants us to live a free life, beautiful life, you know, with just enjoy. The way our Prophet, he said, just kiss, aksiru min qublati awladikum. Frequently kiss, hug, and smell your child. And enjoy, you know.
Right.
So ulama, the way, you know, some scholars, they say very beautifully that, you know, all this halal, not only halal, also it's our mustahab, recommended stuff. If you do which are joyful, you are just elevating your daraja towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that is our choice, unfortunately, that because of lack of connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are putting that pressure on our teenagers and children. Yeah. So I would say that I think we have to, first of all, we have to know that where we are, and min ain fi ain ila ain, you know, why we are in this dunya. I'm here to fulfill my duty is according to my capacity. That's it.
All right.
And Allah is not going to ask me and compare me with someone. So how come my parents are comparing me with someone, you know?
All right.
So that is something very unfair and injustice.
All right.
Yeah.
So you said that the problem that lies is the comparison when society, when parents start comparing their kids with others who are some doing something good at the society level. Well, you said that comparison is not good because that makes them ignorant about the blessings that Allah has given to them or to their kids. Sister Najafi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Avoid reprimanding constantly, for this act provokes the committing of sin and belittles a real reprimanding."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Sister Najafi, we are talking about the responsibilities that parents have towards their kids in Islam. Is there any more responsibility? Like, do you think marriage is one of the responsibilities that parents have in Islam towards their children?
Yeah, I love chapter Noor. And chapter Noor, although whole the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is Noor and light, but chapter Noor is especially
literally Noor.
As you know, giving us beautiful Noorani and full of light and dressing and haya, iffat, modesty, chastity. So when it comes to nikah, to marriage, the way Allah tabarak wa ta'ala talks, that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa ankihu al-ayama minkum. I love it the way Allah says ankih. Ankih yani you, this is your responsibility. So not only parents, ankihu means everyone is responsible.
All right.
Yeah. So if I see someone is in late teens or early 20s or mid 20s, you know, whenever, and this is the beauty of Islam. Islam never ever fixed a
particular
age. Number. Yeah. It depends. You know, sometimes I'm so much focused in my studies. I want to do
sometimes
after 2 years.
Sometimes I'm in 20 exactly. And I'm not mature enough.
Yeah. So everyone has a choice. This is a beauty. Beauty. You know, wow. I love the way Islam is just, you know, giving us so much room to think, to progress. So then, ankihu, if you feel, oh, someone really, you know, needs a partner, so you have to put that step, you know, and you will get for each step, each word, each click, each, you know, whatever you do for making that two partners together for that marriage, you will get absolutely a, you know, enormous sawab near Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when it comes to parents, no one can, you know, deny that definitely, you know, parents' duty and their responsibility.
It's a kind of obligatory thing for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we are not ignoring the society and friends and other relatives too. So, yeah, unfortunately, again, many cases comes to us that, and they say that, you know, I really want to get married, but my parents are looking for, again, some customs, you know?
All right.
Yeah, the customs, the norms, again, the society's pressure, you know? Oh, yeah. They live in their imaginary rosy world that, oh, I want my girl to wear this and to have that much gold and, you know, that kind of big hall they want to rent. And nowadays, it's not, you know, cheap at all.
Yeah.
So
that sounds really interesting. I'll be talking to you on that note here. We need to take another short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. And I have with me Sister Najafi in the studio, who is talking about Islamic upbringing and the responsibilities of parents towards their children in Islam. Sister Najafi, you said very important is marriage. Every person in the society who thinks two people are in need of each other, whatever the move they make towards getting these couple together, they get tremendous rewards in return. Sister Najafi, you were talking about some customs. What are parents doing?
Yeah, I give some rights, definitely, because of our media. Everyone has some imagination, beautiful, like they say, oh, yeah, I want to have this kind of, you know, marriage ceremony for my son or for my daughter.
Yeah.
But we should be very, very practical. Okay, I know your intention is so pure. You know, you want to be very, very, you know, like very nice towards your children. Therefore, you're thinking of, you know, to spend so much money.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to compare the need of your child. You know, that need, the urge, it's not controllable sometimes. You know, they cannot control it because of, again, nowadays, day by day, it's more challenging.
True.
Challenging, yeah? So in one hand, if you are just delaying the marriage ceremony, just because of some, you are...
To go through some customs and rituals,
yeah, yeah,
and to show a trendy marriage.
Yeah. And in other side is maybe my child is committing some sins, you
all
know?
Right.
Yeah. So which one is heavier? You know, which one is more important? That means a lot. So Allah has made me a parent, you know, a trainer, a person who's guiding this beautiful generation. So how come I'm not thinking wisely about my child's future, you know, my child's eternal life? So when I see, oh, maybe, you know, if you have the doubt, the way, like, we travel to a country where we have a doubt, maybe we will not save in that city or country. We don't go, yeah, so maybe I come back safely, but maybe not. So even if you have a doubt, you have to take a precaution, yeah, and you should just skip and just, you know, like the advice decision for your child's, you know, future. And not only future, not only akhirah, but also here, because, you know, our we can say spiritual need, mental needs is more than our physical need. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I don't need some diamond rings, but I need a good partner.
Really, yeah.
That is more important, the educated one, the nice one, not a one who can give me a nice, you know, like all facilities or whatever we are
something
looking
materialistic
for.
Materialistic.
Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
Unfortunately.
So that was really a very important point you touched over here. You said that marriage is one of the very important responsibilities of parents towards their children. And you said not only parents, even if anyone in the society, in a Muslim society, be that your cousins, be
yeah,
that your brothers,
yeah,
be that anyone, be that your friends,
sometimes,
teachers, whoever feels that you are in need of someone physically, intellectually, and emotionally, and you have a partner. So whatever the move they make towards getting this couple together, they get tremendous rewards in return, you said. Thank you so much, Sister Najafi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. For any suggestions, for any questions, for any feedback, please email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Our website is parstoday.com, wherein you can find all our programs. Going to the option Call of Islam and you'll find our programs. Until another episode, fi amanullah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.